Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
So klingt Weihnachten bei Rewe. Jetzt festlich sparen bei deinem Weihnachtseinkauf. Diese Woche bei Rewe Ferrero Rocher je 200 Gramm Packung nur 2,99 Euro. Außerdem Mionetto Prosecco Spumante Doc je 0,75 Liter Flasche nur 5,99 Euro. Festlich sparen bei Rewe. Dein Markt.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, making up songs, a fugitive license plate, and Jim Nance's farewell. You'll hear that coming up right after this.
Morning, Bob and Tom Show.
I'm in a Donnie bike.
Hey, Donnie.
Hey, Tom, I heard you talking about being a kid and making excuses for certain presents you wanted.
Oh, yeah. Well, we had a great story out of England about this house caught on fire. The people were trapped upstairs, and the people next door had a trampoline, so they moved it over, and the mother was saved because of the trampoline.
And you used that same excuse to your parents?
Oh, when I was a kid,
I wanted one.
When I was a kid, I said, hey, we should have a trampoline. That way, if there's a fire, we can get out to the upstairs.
You were like that even as a kid?
Hey, look, I was negotiating.
I think everybody did that.
Sure.
I remember asking for a telescope so I could study astrologies and stuff, even though Katie Wilsman's lived two doors over and they couldn't afford curtains because they just moved in, man.
Uh-huh.
I remember being about 14 or 15 and begging my mom, Phyllis, for a satellite dish so we could supposedly save on cable. And I was just wanting to get the Spice Channel. I probably know more about the Spice Channels than anybody else.
I believe that. You're right.
Mm-hmm. Bobby Boyer?
No.
Kenny's brother?
No.
Boyer's Brakes and Shakes?
No.
Man, it was a great business. They did brakes and soda ice cream at the same time, and everybody bought into it. I mean, what else are you going to do while you're waiting on brake pads?
Sure.
But they got sued and lost a fortune, man, because Kenny, his older brother, ran the place, never washed his hands.
Mm-hmm.
He got drunk and came in hungover one Saturday and made a hot fudge sundae with 40 weight Pennzoil. I swear to God he did. So
wow.
The kid's mom only took two bites at it, man, sued for like $2 million, and they won
wow.
And stuff. Anyways, you know that kid, to this day, I know he wasn't hurt. Hell, me and Scotty seen him chewing more Red Man than a grasshopper at the fair last summer. And that's worse than a little Pennzoil on custard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
His teeth look like raisins to this day, but he's rich. You don't have to worry about it. Anyways, my Uncle Sonny felt sorry for me, got the satellite dish put in at his house.
Uh-huh.
2 weeks later, Bob, it gets struck by lightning and never worked the right way again.
Oh, darn.
Meanwhile, Bobby Boyer got one, charged admission to watch Spice Channel for the whole freshman class, made 94 grand that year.
That seems a little.
That's how his dad started the brake business. And what ticks me off is that satellite dish was supposedly my present, but my Uncle Sonny let it rust into his dare stand so he could shoot squirrels all day. And he kept all the squirrel meat for himself in his freezer.
Oh.
And the freezer came from the Brakes and Shakes auction after they lost the lawsuit.
Wow.
Circle of life, Donnie.
Circle of life, Donnie.
Yeah. Man, if you don't believe in God after that.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Christy Lee on vacation. She wouldn't tell us where. I can't understand why. Jessica Alsman is at the news desk.
Hello.
There's Pat Godwin.
Hey, chick.
Hello, Pat. There's Josh Arnold.
Chick.
There's Ace Cosby.
Hey.
That Ace Cosby. Joke of the day, just sitting there. There's Willie Griswold.
Good morning.
I'm Chick McGee, and here's Tom Griswold.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir.
Got a man after my own heart here.
Go.
We were discussing the band Three Dog Night, and I was pointing out that a completely unreasonable, I am not a fan.
Well, your brother wore it out at some point.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Even Mama told me not to come, not a fan?
Well, I like Randy Newman's version. This guy writes, in 1972, I went to a concert. There were 10 bands, among them Jay Giles, Emerson, Lake & Palmer, Humble Pie, Rod Stewart. The headliner was Three Dog Night. When they came on stage, we left.
Oh, he said no thanks.
I don't believe that guy.
Okay, well.
Well, he saw plenty of good music before him.
Yeah, hey.
He needs to name the festival. That would have been a pretty famous festival
Although,
at that time.
Jay Giles, 72?
Yeah.
That's still no centerfold. So.
Oh, no, you're wrong.
Jay Giles, and if you're a Jay Giles fan, Centergold is admonished.
Yeah.
Disdain.
I know.
Ah, okay.
The early days of the Woofer Goofer. Yeah, Peter Wolf.
With the green teeth.
They're wild.
Remember Pewter the Buta.
Oh, yeah.
All that.
First I look at the purse. Da, da, da.
I must have got lost.
I love I must have got lost.
Okay, now we have.
You got to give it to me.
Give it to me.
Okay, yeah, much better than that.
I don't know any of these songs.
Oh, they're wonderful.
It sounds like you guys are making up songs at this point.
There's this clickbait quiz on the internet I bumped into last night. It said, how many of these TV shows do you know? We'll tell you how old you are. And they nailed me. It was amazing. And anybody listening right now knows how old we are by what we just did through Jay Giles. And Three Dog Night.
Music was music.
Yeah, they didn't just get up there with a Mac computer and wave their arms like a bunch of fairies. They were out there playing.
Willie,
can you do something? Anything.
Tom pretending to be a character.
It's like an Archie Bunker thing.
No.
Good
a
acting.
Fairy, of course, like a woodland sprite is what he was referring to.
Take you a while to get into character over there, Day Lewis. You're really working hard over there.
To slip into that role, wasn't it?
He just goes into a closet and yells racial slurs.
Well, I love watching the guys up there with a Mac computer and they're flaying their arm up there.
They're doing something different. It's not for you. Why do you care?
All right, everybody, shut up.
Love comes once, and when it comes, you better grab it fast. Because sometimes love you grab ain't going to last. And I believe I must have. You know, I think I must have. Yeah. You know, baby, I think I must have. You know, I think I must have. I must have got it all.
Oh, no. Who took that?
Yo.
We got Starland vocal.
I found the concert.
Okay, go ahead.
You denied it. Here it is.
Ontario Jam or something?
I don't know. I found the Pocono International Raceway Concert 10.
That's by me.
Yeah, Patty.
1972.
No. What?
Yeah.
I've never heard of this.
July
thing.
9th, Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, The Faces with Rod Stewart. See, that's when That's when Rod was great.
That's when I would have listened to Rod Stewart.
Humble Pie, Jay Giles Band, and Three Dog Night.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, the day before. Edgar Winter, terrific band.
Sure.
Edgar Winter. So anyway, that's it.
That didn't happen.
So that guy's right.
All right. Sorry, I called you a dirty liar.
Hey, Edgar, look, we couldn't fit you in on the main day. You just mind doing the night before?
Get an evening.
Well, who else will be on it? No, just you that night.
It's special. It's really special. Yeah. It's just going to be you. Yeah.
You can do Frankenstein as long as you want.
Yeah. You can do a 40-minute version.
This is pre-Frankenstein. Top 10 concerts I've ever seen. Edgar Winter, White Trash, right up there.
Huh.
Great show. This article says there were 200,000 people there.
Whoa.
So, wow.
Oh, man. That's
a big shoe.
There was some crap out there, not in the portalette, I bet.
Uh-huh.
Right there in the room.
Yeah, that's a good observation.
Yep. I was working my audience is what I was doing.
Okay. Let's see now. We have some mail here we'll get to. Dear Tom.
That's you.
This is a rarity. My name is Daniel. I am a truck driver. I've listened to the show since I was a kid. I was driving through New Mexico the other day, and I saw a personalized license plate. Oh, this is a great letter. Thank you for giving this. Oh, I can barely stand it.
He really is. Physically,
someone who actually understands how the show works.
He's beside himself.
He said the license plate was a vanity plate that said,
The Fugitive. A QM production.
On his license
plate. David Jansen as the fugitive.
Oh, thank you very much.
That'd be the worst
I certainly
thing
appreciate
to do
that, Daniel.
If you're a fugitive, to put it on your license plate.
So his license, this guy's vanity plate says fugitive.
It doesn't say
the f***ing fugitive.
Okay. All right.
So maybe this is one of those hiding in plain sight things. What
maybe
do you think?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, so very good, very good. Well, thank you, Dan. Thanks for taking the time to write. Thanks for driving those trucks out there, hauling all that stuff for us.
Going online without ExpressVPN is like driving without car insurance. You might be a great driver, but with all the crazy people on the road these days, why would you take the risk?
Here's why you need ExpressVPN. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network in cafes, hotels, airports, etc., your online data is not secure.
Any hacker on the same network can gain access to and steal your personal data. It doesn't take much technical knowledge to hack someone. That is why you need ExpressVPN.
Your data is valuable. Hackers can make up to $1,000 per person selling personal info on the dark web. ExpressVPN stops hackers from stealing your data by creating a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet.
One of our staff members signed up for ExpressVPN because they had an identity theft scare when they were shopping online. Their kids were accessing the internet, and they wanted to be cautious about their privacy.
ExpressVPN plans start at just $3.49 a month. That's 12 cents a day. It would take a hacker with a supercomputer over a billion years to get past ExpressVPN's encryption. And ExpressVPN works on all devices, phones, laptops, tablets, and more. So you can stay secure on the go. Secure your online data today by visiting expressvpn.com/Bob and Tom. That's expressvpn.com/Bob and Tom. Find out how you can get up to 4 extra months. expressvpn.com/Bob and Tom.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Tom, I know your birthday's coming up, so I'd like to give you an early gift.
Oh, what's that?
Someone just sent me this.
Okay.
Paddington's back. Threequel. That's right. The new movie, Paddington in Peru, starts production July 24th.
Man, that's exciting.
This time, he gets stabbed.
It's been 6 years since the second film, Paddington in Jail. What was it?
Paddington 2 is...
Electric Boogaloo.
One of my favorite movies of all time.
Paddington gets even... And then...
Hugh Grant should have gotten the Academy Award for that movie.
Oddly
it's
enough...
Really good.
Crazily enough, they put it into the Nick Cage movie, The Unbearable Weight of Unbelievable Talent, or whatever the hell it is.
Yeah.
And Pablo Pascal?
Pedro Pascal.
Pedro Pascal says that... that's his favorite movie of all time. He says it in the movie, and I lost my mind.
I love that movie. Have you seen it, Josh?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
First of all, you think it might be that kind of, what is it called, CGI? It's not. It's a real talking bear.
It's a real talking bear.
It's just amazing.
It's been 6 years since the second film in the hit franchise, and the Brown Bears keeping plot details for the third installment under his famous red hat for now. But as the title suggests, yes, the movie will see Paddington getting into sticky situations in deepest, darkest Peru.
It says deepest, darkest
Peru. His country of birth. Yeah, I didn't know that.
I'm not Peruvian? Sure. I don't like this idea.
Paddington's Peruvian? Uh-oh. Nah. What's going on over here? What? I thought you'd be excited.
The whole thing about it is all the Englishness about it.
Well, he's going to take that Englishness and be fish out of water.
Yeah.
They're not going to change his...
Taking a page out of old Ted Lasso's book.
This smacks to me of Godfather 3.
Did we talk about, or did I miss it?
It only has some flaws, really.
Godfather
3 stinks.
Andy Garcia saves Godfather 3.
By what? By showing no emotion and never moving his face?
Did we?
Somber and serious. You know,
watch Pacino in the first two, see if he's not doing the same thing.
Did we talk about the Winnie the Pooh... Scary movie. Yeah, Blood and Honey. Bit. Did we talk about this?
We mentioned that it was coming out.
Did you see it was banned in China?
Was it?
It was banned in China because he's too close.
She is, they're making fun of him.
Yes, there were memes comparing Winnie the Pooh to
the leader
Xi Jinping or whatever, and
Shang Pong.
Don't.
I mean, look.
While
he deserves zero respect.
Yeah, I hope you're happy. All of our iPhones just went off. Yeah. Happy?
There's so many things you can make fun of him for.
Make fun of the head of China anymore.
No, you can. I just be careful with
probably
Xi Jinping or whatever. What is that? What is it?
We're anyway, going to need that car starter.
table tennis.
I try not to. Yes, exactly. You can't be Brand.
Nobody get.
He was like, "Hey, people say I look like him. We got to ban Winnie the Pooh."
Oh, and Winnie the Pooh's public domain now, I guess.
Yeah.
But Mickey Mouse is coming up next year. The Steamboat Willie drawing of Mickey Mouse is coming up.
I thought they'd been able to somehow.
The makers of Blood and Honey they're working on Bambi, a version of Bambi now.
Is that right?
It'll be a revenge.
Well, you know what? Bambi is pretty terrifying as it is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Here this says the Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey, a micro-budget R-rated horror film.
Yeah.
It was made for less than $100,000. It's already made $1 million in Mexico. Jeez.
Cool. Yeah, I think it's made $3 million total. So they're cashing in.
And this says they're planning sequels with Peter Pan, as you said, Bambi, and many more.
Man.
So there you go.
Apparently it's just not good. That's the problem, though.
Mm. Is he Porky Pigging it the whole time, by the way?
I have no idea, but it's Ian Piglet. They're out there wreaking havoc.
Yeah, the
no
trailer pants. I saw was he has a Winnie the Pooh-esque mask on. It doesn't even really look like Pooh.
Yeah, no, and I can't tell if they're supposed to be masks or if they're supposed to be a bear and a piglet.
A piglet can walk on his
I mean, don't get me wrong. I will watch it when it's available for free somewhere. But.
You know, you mentioned Bambi, and a lot of people ask me, they say, Chick, what was your nickname as a kid? And I said, well, my dad used to call me Thumper. And, of course, not after the cute rabbit in Bambi. Thumper. No, it's because I fell out of bed a lot. And when I hit the floor, it made a thumping noise. And that's why he called me Thumper.
Were you trying to get away?
No, I don't know why I fell out of bed, but I did. Like once a week, at least.
Well, Chick, Thumper was my favorite character when I was a kid. And Chick McGee is my favorite character as an adult.
You hear that, Tom?
Oh, that's sweet.
Isn't that nice?
At all times together.
Do we have anything to...
Well, we got big news from last night's national championship game in men's basketball, in the NCAA men's basketball. Adama Sanogo is the MOP, the most outstanding player. He led the way for Connecticut.
Oh, I didn't think he was playing last night. I thought he was a no-go.
S-A-N-O.
I thought you maybe were going to go for a Sunoco joke.
Sunoco.
Little,
Sunogo.
the Brontosaurus.
UConn.
Is that who that is?
Fifth NCAA tournament and the least known Hurley up until last night, Danny Hurley. He was the head coach of UConn.
I always said Sunoco. It's Sunoco?
Yeah.
Huh. You said Sunoco?
Sinclair is the dinosaur.
Sinclair is the dinosaur. Thank you.
UConn, 76. San Diego State, 59. Kawhi Leonard from San Diego State.
Mm-hmm.
Had no idea.
Mm-hmm. Gregory Peck, too.
The big news from last night, a lot of people say Jim Nantz saying goodbye. We'll have that in a moment. It's truly missable. But
why do you don't like Jim Nantz?
He could be anybody.
Well, that's the point.
Nothing unique about Jim Nantz.
Yes,
I'm sick of it.
He doesn't make it about him.
I'm sorry.
The way your sports is about Chick McGee.
I beg your pardon.
Your problem. And today we begin the sportscast with me falling out of bed as a child.
Oh, that was a heartwarming story.
I can't wait for 8:30. Yeah, Chick's in a bad mood. I don't know why.
8:30. I'm going for 7:20 today.
Anyway,
I've been getting in a bad mood before the phone rings. That's not easy.
The only Jeff Oske won our basketball.
No kidding.
Yes, by the way, editor's note. He didn't even know the game had been played yesterday.
Yeah, he came in and said, how many more games is the tournament?
The guy has a life to deal with.
Yeah. I guess.
Oh, so you're on his side now.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's no more deserving person here to win that than Jeff.
All right. Who wants to hear Jim Nantz's goodbye, and I'll play it according to what the room wants?
I'd like to hear it.
I'd like to hear it. Jim Nantz is a great broadcaster.
I don't care.
I'd like to hear it because I want to watch
everybody
your face.
And you.
I want to make sure it's the guy I'm thinking of.
You see?
She doesn't know who Jim Nance is.
Yeah, I know the voices.
Again,
Willie could care less.
Again, he doesn't make it about himself when he does a broadcast.
I don't know about that. Yeah, here we go.
One thing I learned through all of this is everybody has a dream, and everybody has a story to tell.
Right.
Just try to find that story.
Heartfelt, generic.
Be kind.
You told it better than most, let me tell you.
Can I tell you one other thing?
No.
I have an erection.
I'm going to try to play all
I slept with your wife.
But to you,
before I go,
I'll tell you one more CBS thing. Family, my family, all
I'm
the
here
viewers.
At Coopertown.
Thank you for being my friend.
Thank you for being my friend.
I have homoerotic fantasies about you.
Thank you for being my friend.
Nothing like quoting the Golden Girls theme in your goodbye speech.
Thank you. And he's coming through it.
Down the road and back. Down the road and back again.
I love thank you. The audio is so
loud.
It was so loud. Innocuous.
Yeah, and I like Willie's point. Could they possibly turn down the background music?
I don't know what you mean.
But that's Nance again. It's not about him.
What's happening?
Okay. Yeah. Boy, that was loud, wasn't it? That was loud.
That was heartfelt.
Thank you for being a friend.
Aww. Down the road and back again.
Everybody has a dream.
And now here's B. Arthur. We'll go down to center court. B.
You're a pal and a confidant. Was that a song? That yes. was a song before yes.
Andrew
B. Gold.
Yeah, yes. yeah, Andrew Gold. Lonely Boy, boy. Oh,
that's possibly the worst song ever.
Lonely Boy's amazing.
No, not if you're sad.
I'm sorry, which one? Lonely Boy or?
Lonely Boy.
Okay, we've argued over what this
despise that
this is where
song.
Tom and I make our money. Lonely Boy. Boy, it's a wonderful song.
Yeah. Ungrateful prick. Glad he's dead. Next.
Oh, oh my God. I will have to listen to Lonely Boy.
They dress him up warmly. They send him to school.
I'm with you on that one.
It's terrible.
What a lonely boy.
Those chord changes.
Oh, I know that wonderful. Song.
Oh, what a lonely boy.
Yeah. It's in Boogie Nights.
Yeah, 2 minutes writing
yes.
the lyrics on that.
Yes. Lonely it's boy. In Boogie Nights.
There's no reason for him to be lonely.
That is kind of a that song works.
Crappy songs. Oh, yeah. So I know what he doesn't want
to. Like, thank you for being a friend.
Okay. Let's see, where were we? Wow. Jet sports.
I'd give anything to have Jim here.
And if you threw a party.
Yeah, a party.
And invited everyone you knew.
There'd be two people there.
You would see, Tom, the biggest gift would be for me. And the card attached would say,
what
everybody,
say?
Thank you for being a friend.
You didn't like that?
That's
it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.